Give me one second. Okay. So again, today is Daf Yutes. So we are in the middle of the Gemara Daf Yutes. And today is the story of Avu and the Shmuel. Let's run through that Gemara very quickly again. The story begins. Let's just scroll through the Gemara and go to the story very quickly. It's easy Daf today. So it's Yutes. On the days, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines after it gets wide. 7 lines after it gets wide. Tashma, Avu and the Shmuel. We are discussing the question, do the Nesim, do the dead know what's going on in this world? He was in charge. He was guarding the money of Yisayim Kinoch Nafshi when he died. Shmuel, his son, was not present at the time of Yitzias Neshama, so that he can know to ask his father. The father can tell him where the money of the Yisayim are. So people would call him Shmuel. They called Shmuel that you are the son of a person that has consumed the money of Yisayim. So what did Shmuel do? Shmuel wanted to return the money to the Yisayim. He went to the Chatzar Moves. By the way, there's someone who wants to say for that the Rechagav over here, it's called Chatzar Moves. The previous story was called the Beis HaKvaris. So I saw somewhere that the Beis HaKvaris really refers to an actual dwelling place that was set aside for the Shomer. There was some type of, we call a cemetery Beis HaKvaris. It appears that it's more accurate to call the Chatzar Moves. The Beis HaKvaris is a chamber to the vicinity of the cemetery that the Shomer would sit and guard. Amul Hubi'in, I want Abba. So he said, so he came there and he seen that he spoke to some type of officer in Shemayim that was in charge of the dead, and he said, I want to speak to Abba. Amul Le Abba Tuva Ikachacha. There are many people in Shemayim by the name of Abba. Amul Hubi'in, Abba Bar Abba. Derech Agav, this is the makar of the halacha, that we know that when we refer to people, sometimes we refer to them by their father's name, and sometimes we refer to them by their mother's name. What's the rule? The rule is anything that has purely ruchni, stav ruchni, it's the father's name. When a person gets an aliyah, it's always Yitzchok ben Avraham. When you're dealing with gashmias, then you refer to the mother's name. Refuah, for health, then it's the mother's name. Where do we find him a car for this Gemara? Here he came to the Beis HaKvaris. He wanted to speak to his father. How did he call his father? Abba Bar Abba. He didn't say Abba Bar by the mother's name, the father, because that's how you refer to a person in the Olam HaEmes, by the father's name. Amrulay, they said to me, I told someone told me a joke. So he said to me that if that's the case, when you go to a Beis HaKvaris, go to Shul, they give me a Mishaberach. And after they make the Mishaberach, then they Mishanadar. They hold you up for a nice check. So when they hold you up, it's gashmius. So the second mishaberach, the mishanadar, should be for the mother's name. It's kula gashmi. Okay, but in any event. Okay, so anyway, that's what you tell the gabbai the next time when they hold you up. So they said, Amrulei Abba Bar Abba, Nami to the Ikahacha. There are many people here by the name of Abba Bar Abba. Amrulei Abba Bar Abba, Avua Dishmu. It's a fascinating thing because the other Gemara is when you talk about a name and a get, you go up. You go up three generations. When we have Reuven and Shimon over here, we're going down. Abba Abba, Avua Dishmu. It's known that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, would call himself, he had a son, Shmuel. So he would say, it's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, Shmuel Aruch, Yibod L'chaim Tov Maruchim, it's a tremendous Talmud Chacham Eretz Yisrael, one of the Doli Hadar. So Shlomo Zalman would always pride himself and say, who am I? I'm Avua de Shmuel. I'm Avua de Shmuel. So he says, where is he? So he said, I'm sorry, he's not in the Chatzar Moves. He's not in the Chatzar Moves. This is unlike the previous story, these two girls were still floating around. He's not present. So look, the Sifta de Rakia, here is the first reference we have to this very lofty concept that we're familiar with, that Nisala Lemesifta de Rakia, we really do not know what this means. Adhochi Chazi Levi, he saw Levi the Asabaroi. Levi was sitting outside the Pesach of the Mesifta de Rakia. Amalei Amai Yosas Abarai. Why is Levi, the great Levi, why is he sitting outside? Amai Tamaloi Solkas. Amalei Do Amalei, they said to me, Levi answered, Kol Kihanach Shani, all of these years, Deloi Salikas Lemesifta de Rabbi Ephes. You did not enter the base medrash of Rabbi Ephes. You did not go to his shir. You caused him chalishas hadas. by not attending his shir. Now you're going to be punished in the Olam HaEmes. You're going to be denied entry into the Olam HaEmes. V'achlishti l'dayti, you caused him chalisha sadas, loy ma'alin and loch le'misif to the rakia. We're not going to allow you, midik negemida, we're going to give you chalisha sadas, and we're now going to deny you entry into the base medrash. Okay.
Who was Rabbi Ophir?
Ephes. He was one of the great Amoraim. I don't know exactly who he was, but he was one of the great. This Gemara introduced us for the first time to Rabbi Ephes. He was a very great person. In the meantime, Avud Shmuel came. So Shmuel saw that his father was crying, the achich, and was laughing. Amalei, so he said to his father, "My time of kol bochis, why is my father crying?" Amalei, so the father answered, "Dilla agal." That means right away. Ba'agolo uvizman kariv. And then in the near future, ko'osis, I see that you are coming to Shemayim. And it's interesting that the Mesim also have tzai. You would think that the Mesim, the living Elim HaEmes, so there it's chedva, oiz v'chedva b'mekayma. It's a happy place. They would think that the Mesim have happy when people come arrive. No, it's unbelievable Gemara. The Mesim are not happy when they are informed that people are dying, because they realize that Olam, and only in this world do people have an opportunity to accomplish and to be able to go forward in the next world. So my time, achiches, why are you crying? This is what we need for our Gemara. Why are you laughing? Why are you happy? This is what we need for our Gemara. The chashivas b'hai almatu, because you are very choshev in this world. Now the Raya is the fact that you're very choshev. The only way you can know that you're choshev in this world is because you know what's going on in the Olam v'tachtoin. What's going on him in the world below. If I know that you do, you, in this world you're a very great Talmud Chacham, and you do Torah Ma'avayda, the Melo Yechashev in the next world. So this is the Gemara's Raya, that the Nesim know what's doing in this world. The only reason why they can be happy in the Olam HaEmes about a person is because they know of the person's Maisim Toivim in this world. So we see clearly here the Nesim do indeed know what's taking place in this world. Amalei. So Levi was an opportunist. Fascinating Gemara. Shmuel said, if that's the case, I'm really choshev in the next world. I want to use my reputation, my goodwill, my influence to do a toiva for Levi. Levi should be allowed entry into the Masifta Rekia now. He should not be wait long. Amalei ichashivna ni'alu al Levi, let Levi come. Ve'ailu al Levi, and indeed Levi was allowed in. So Pelik Gemara, because this idea of pull, it's not what you know, it's who you know, have connections, is something that's in this world. You go and get into a good yeshiva, so you have to know the yeshiva, you have to know this, that, or when you get a job. It's corruption. I mean, it's pure corruption in this world. So how in the world, what's going on over here that in the Olam HaEmes, if Levi is deserving of punishment, so what's going on here? I don't know the answer. It's a pella, what this Gemara means. Everything over here is Sisra Tera. How could it be that Levi was allowed prematurely to come to Sidur Kiyah and was freed from punishment because he knew someone? He knew Avu the Shmuel, and I knew Shmuel, Shmuel didn't matayva. Okay, it's not clear.
Literally, if somebody's sick,
yeah. Okay, so what does that mean exactly? So it means that you're using your schos and tzaddik. Okay, I hear. Okay, it has to be defined clearly. It's true. You're saying obviously there's an answer. You're saying it's true, but it's still difficult. It has to be here. It has to be clearly defined, understood how this works. These gemaras obviously are not. It's not for us to. Like I told someone yesterday that years ago, and I once gave this gemara for us. I used to make believe when I was younger. I used to make believe I knew this. I would say, what all these things mean, make when you get a little older, you realize tachlis haidia leida shalei neida. You don't have any clue what these things mean. These are just sisrei Torah. Amalei. So now we get to the point of the story. So now finally, after this whole, where is the money? So Shmuel said to his father, where is the money of the Yisrael? Amalei zil shaklinu bi'am sederei chaya. It's by the threshold, by the foundation of the mill. Now this mill had three different, you're going to find there three stacks of money, three piles of money. So Ilo'i, the upper one, Vitatori, the upper one, the lower one, Didon, that belongs, that's family money. That's our money. That goes to the Yerusha. Umitzi, the money in the middle, that the Yasmi belongs to the Yisraimim. So he said to his father, my time of the Saki, why did you put the money of the Yisraimim in the center, not the top, not below? Amalei, because the reason, I, Genuve, Ganve, if the money is stolen, the Ganif will only have enough time to chop the top money. He'll give up after he finds the first stash. So Lignuvu midan, so let him steal our private money, not steal the money of the Yisoyimim. Yachla ara, if the money spoils because in contact with the earth, the moisture of the earth, and it decays and it becomes rusty, then achla midan, let our money be the money that's going to be destroyed. But the middle money should be the money that's going to be the Yisoyim, their money should be preserved in Manushach. So Alma, what do we take out of this Gemara? Alma, the Yadeh is the fact that he told him, I see that you're very chashev in this world, it's only because he knew what was going on in the Olam HaTachtoim. Alma Diyadi. So the Gemara says, no, exceptional Talmidei Chacham are different. Dilma Shani Shmuel became the chashev, since he was so chashev, Kadmei Machrisi Panu Mokoim, they declared Panu Mokoim, meaning that because he was going to die in the near future, this is some of the Fashlam, he was going to die, his father told him, I'm crying because I know that Ba'agau, that in the near future you're going to die. When a Talmud Chacham is going to die in the near future, they already, in advance, there's an advanced team in Shemayim that's preparing the Mokoim, that's making room for the Talmud Chacham, and that's why Levi, that's why Avuah de Shmuel knew, but it's not a raya to an average person. The average person can very well be the Gemara saying that the Mason do not know what's taking place in this world, and only like we learned the Gemara yesterday, that only when people die, they come to the Ilam Emes, they tell them what's going on in this world, but there's no direct communication line what's going on in this world, and the only time that's an exceptionally dealing with exceptional Talmidei Chachamim, then indeed they do know in advance. Okay, next. The Afra Yonasan Hadar Hadar, now the Gemara is Rabbi Yonasan also in Sadat Chayrata. Rabbi Yonasan said that the Nesim know. Rabbi Yonasan was the one before that said, I'm sorry, he changed his mind. Rabbi Yonasan, the Gemara never, we had a machloket. Rabbi Yonasan was the one that said in the previous stop, the Mason do not know. Ha-Mason einam yoydim ma'uma. And the Gemara, it's not clear from the Gemara, they know, they don't know. All the Gemara just tried to bring, we just finished, concluded a raya where it appears that the Mason know. And the Gemara said it's not a raya, it's not a proof. It could very well be the Mason did not know. It's just the fact that Shmuel was exceptionally choshev. But it's not conclusive. You can say maybe the truth is the Mason do know. Now the Gemara wants to point that even Rabbi Yonasan, the one who originally said the Mason do not know, he had charata, and he came around to the opinion that the Mason do know what's going on in this world. Let's see. Rabbi Yonasan Hal Bay, Rabbi Shmuel Bani Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, Minayim L'Mason Shem Satim Zem Zem, Mason speak one with another, Shnema, V'yomer Hashem Elav, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Zoy Saritz, you're going to die now. At the end of Zoy Sabrach, you're going to die now. Look, stand on top of the mountain and look and see. Zoy Saritz, Hashem Shvatu L'Avraham, Litzach L'Yakov, Lamar. The word Lamar is seemingly extra. My Lamar. Why does the Pasuk say, this is the land that I promised your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? What's Lamar? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lech, after you die, you're going to die now, I'm going to bury you, you're going to go to Elo Emes, I want you to go to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and tell them that the Shavua that I promised their children has been fulfilled, or it's just about to be fulfilled. Lech and Mor Lohem Li Avraham, Li Yitzchak, Li Yaakov, Shavua Shnuspat Lohem, Kavari, Kiyamti, Lemechem has been fulfilled. I'm showing you the land, the Bnei Yisrael are about to cross over the Yarden, after you die, they're going to cross over, and therefore go tell them that it's been fulfilled. If you're going to think that the lo yade that the Mason do not know ki omar luhu my have, what difference does it make? What difference does it make if they understand that? Why would the others care if Hashem fulfilled the promise of giving the land to their children? The only reason why the others would care about that the land was given to their children is if the Mason do take an interest in what's going on in this world. If the Mason do not take an interest in what's going on in this world, there's no purpose in Moshe Rabbeinu informing the others of what is happening. And the others are busy in the Ilo Emes with the Yonei Ruchni and with other things. They're not interested in what's going on in this world. The fact that Hashem told Moshe to inform the others of what's taking place in this world shows that the Nesim do know what's going on, and once they know what's going on, the Mela, they have an interest in seeing how things play out. So the Isal Kedait Lo Yadei Ki Amaluhu Mayhavi Ella. So the Maris Elamai. So what do you want to go say? The Yadei, they do indeed know what's going on in this world. If they know what's going on in this world, so why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to go and tell them? They'll anyway find out. They'll anyway find out what's going to happen. So Lo Lelamei Maluhu. So the Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. They know what's going on in this world, and that's why they have an interest, because they are connected to some degree. And Hashem wants Moshe to go to the Ovel so that the Ovel should give Moshe Rabbeinu a Yashar Koyach, because Moshe was the one that brought about the entire process of Kibush Haaretz. And it's an incredible thing that Neshamos, even the Olam HaEmes, need a degree of Hakara, of recognition that they have done Hashem's will. And this is an incredible thing what's going on over here. The Avos should give a Yashar Koyach to Moshe, and Moshe should have the satisfaction that the Avos thanked him for what he has done for their children. Now he disagrees. Rabbi Yitzchak says, well, it's not necessarily a disagreement. The Mason may very well be they know what goes on in this world, but they don't care for their honor. If someone speaks about the dead Lashon Hara, there are bad reports in the media about tzaddikim, they couldn't care less. It's as if you spoke about a stone. The more explains what this means. What does this mean exactly? Two interpretations. They don't know. People, the dead, in other words, he's of the opinion, the Mason indeed, do not know what is going on in this world, at least to the degree of what people are saying about them. And some say the Yadei, they do know exactly what's been said about them, but they couldn't care less. It doesn't have any meaning when they come to Olam Emes. What goes on in this Olam doesn't make a difference to them. Any really, was a person that spoke something evil about Mar Shmuel, v'nafal kanya mithalala. A beam from the roof of his home came crashing down, and cracked open his skull, the cavity of his skull, and the person died. So we see here that when a person speaks bit about Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham heard what was said about him, the bad report, and was insulted, and he went in Shemayim and he complained, and Shemayim, they sent some type of shliach to cause the roof to collapse, the beam to collapse, and cause the person to die. So L'chayra, the Mason do know what's going on. The Mason are pulling strings in heaven to exact retribution for those that speak Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. The truth is, the Mason know from nothing. The Mason didn't know what was said about him. It was the Ribbono Shel Olam that was punishing the person for speaking bad about Talmud Chacham. Shiny Tzulim Rabbanon, a Talmud Chacham, you're not allowed to speak bad about Talmud Chacham. The Kudsh Berichu Tova B'Yikarei Ribbono Shel Olam was Tova, the insult, the honor of Talmud Chacham. How dare you speak bad about Talmud Chacham? There are many stories like this about Talmud Gedele Hadar, Achat Petirasan, that people speak bad about them. You hear all these spooky stories that go to the Kavarim and the Rakash Mechila. Even the ordinary people have to be very careful. Amar Bishum Levi, Bishum Kolam Sabachan Mitas Shel Talmud Chachamim Leifel BeGehenim Shenemar. And that's the part of a long pasuk, but all the part we need is this part of the pasuk. VeHamatim Akal Kaloisan. Now that means matim means to tilt, and Akal Kaloisan means evil. And this is interpreted to mean that if you dan a Talmud Chacham Lekaf Choyva, you tilt in not in their favor. There's a question about the Talmud Chacham, and the living on this world say, he wasn't such a righteous person. You tilt negatively, not in their favor. So what's the punishment? The punishment is, Yolichem Hashem es Polei Ha'oven, Hashem will punish. Hashem will bring these people into Gehenna. Yolichem means Hashem will take these people and will deliver them into an evil place. When will this occur? What are we referring to? So if you take the pasuk and simply, and if you just stop here, you would say the only time people are going to be punished for speaking evil about Talmidei Chachamim and judging them negatively is in their lifetime. But the pasuk concludes with the words Shalom al Yisrael, which we interpret to mean that even when the person is no longer alive, he's in a state of peace, he's in a state of death, he's in the Shalom al Yisrael, even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish, will take these people that speak evil and will Yolichem Hashem, Hashem will bring them, the Poel Oven, into a bad place. Afilu B'shash Shalom Al Yisrael, they're no longer alive. Yolichem Hashem, Hashem will take the people that speak evil about Talmidei Chachamim as Poel Oven, those doers of evil, and bring them to an evil place. If you see, you witness the Talmud Chacham that are there at night, Al Taharer Achar Bayom, do not suspect him by day. Shema Osa Tshuva. Maybe he did Tshuva. The Moshe Kasha, Shema Salkadaituch. He's a real Talmud Chacham, he must have done Tshuva immediately. Elavadai Osa Tshuva. Hanimil Bidvarm Shuva Gufai. That's when it comes to Abdava between him and himself, and the Rebbe himself, Guf, and there's no one else but himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol B'mamayna. But if the matter relates to other people, he has taken money from someone else, then Admahadil Mare, until we know for a fact that he has returned the money to its rightful owner, then you have to be chayish. He did not do tshuva until you see that the books have been balanced. Based in Minad al Kabbat Haraf, that there are 24 places in Chazal in Mishnayos where we find that the Beis Din put a person in Shamta. Shamta means nidui. Nidui means that he's in Cherub. No one's allowed to do business with him. No one's allowed to come in his Dalet Amos. Have anything to do with him. 24 plays in Mishnayos. The Kulam Shinimu B'Mishnasenu, they're all learned in a set of Mishnayos. And the Gemara says, really? I looked through all the Mishnayos, I can't find more than three. Amalei Rabbi Lazar says, Heichol, where? Where do you have 24 plays in all the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah? Amalei Lechi Tishkach, go look. Go review the Mishnayos. You'll find 24 places where a person was put in Shamta. Nafak, Rabbi Elazar went, Doc, he examined all of the Mishnayos, the Ashkach Talas. He was only able to find in Shish the Mishra three places. Number one, Hamazalzel Benetilas Yadayim. The Gemara is going to tell us the Mishnayos in one moment. A person not careful in Netilas Yadayim, Takonas Chazal, he must wash for bread. The Amasaper Achar Mitas and Shal Talmidei Chacham. We just a person speaks evil against Talmidei Chacham after they have left the world. The Amegis Daita Kladmal, a person speaks with Chutzpah Kneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see what these things are right away. So one at a time. Hamasaper, the Gemara is going out of order. The first one is Hamasaper Achar Mitas. Number two, Hamasaper Achar Mitas Shal Talmidei Chacham Mahi. Where do we have a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah Masechet Idyos. Okay, Idyos is not part of Daf Yomi. For some reason, it did not get included. The other Mishnayos got included, but for some reason, Idyos say the Nizakin did not get included. It's not, even though it's in the art school. Art school included in their art school Gemara, so then included in the learning of Daf Yomi. It's not. In Yoimer, he will. Who is the who? Who Hayoimer is Akavya ben Mahalalel. Okay, he would say, what would he say? Ein mashkin, you do not give to drink. It's a soita. If a woman is unfaithful to her husband, she has stira, she is in isolation with a man other than her husband, and her husband warned her, don't you dare lock yourself up with this man, and she does not listen. And this woman is a giyores. Ein mashkin leyas hagiyores, leyas hamishchuchrenas, whom that was once a shif for Canaanis and was freed, has the status of a giyores. She's not given to drink because it's not shaykh to say the klolos about her, because she, in a point in time of her lifetime, she was not mitzuvin, these inyanim, and mela, the klol is not mechalik between these tkufas, so you can't give her to drink. It's a sugi to itself. But the point is, you don't give her to drink. That's what Akavya ben Mahalalel says. V'achachom ha'lucham say, no, I disagree, mashkenaz, you do give the drink. You do give it a drink. V'yamulo, they told the ma'isim, ma'isim b'karkamis. It's the name of a place. Shifcha, there's a shifcha, b'karkamis, karkamis is, no, I'm sorry, either it's her name, Rashi, either it's her name, or it's the name of a place. Hashifcha. Shifcha Mishuchlades Biyushalayim the Yeshua Shemaya Vyavtalyoin Shemaya Talyon. They were the Rosh Sanhedrin. They gave her to drink. V'yamulohem. And what did Akavya ben Mahalal say? Dugma Yeshua. That's a very big insult. It means dugma. Yeah, you know why they gave her to drink? Because she was just like them. Because they were gerim. Shemaya Vyavtalyon were gerim. So what he was implying was, gerim are second class citizens, And the Mela, Shmaya, the Italian, always had a chip on their shoulder that they're second class citizens, even though they were the head of the Sanhedrin. And the Mela, to elevate the status of Gerim, they treated this Meshuchrenes, the Shivcha, as a full fledged Jew in order to set a precedent to show that Gerim are not second class citizens. That's a terrible thing to say. That's a very big insult to say to Shmaya Avtali, that Shmaya Avtali are nechshad on corrupting the halacha in their favor in order to elevate their own status. So that was a terrible thing to say about Shmaya Avtali, who represented the authority of Torah. And the Mela, Viniduhu, Akavya ben Mahalal, was put in Shanta. They put him in Cherim, and he never did tshuva. He died in his state of Nidui. When he died, they put a stone on his Oroin as a way of saying that the person, this is Nidui. Someone will say, I don't think this is true, but some say, no, there's a min, you go to a kevin, you put a stone on top of the matzeva. Right? So it's a zeich, I was here. Why do you do it? Stop, because I was here, you should know. I don't think it's true, but I vaguely remember hearing that once they put stones because Shmiya Kapara. Just like a person dies, Bishop Benidui, they put a stone. So they put a stone, like it's a little token, a token, a little thing, that this should be a kapara for the person. The person in the Olam Emes should be free and should go straight to Gan Eden. Is there truth to that? It's maybe more of a bezoin than is a kapara. Does he need zaka? I don't know. I have no idea. But I remember vaguely remember hearing such a thing. If that's one of the many, there are many layers of interpretation for every minug, and this is another layer of interpretation. Okay, it's something to think about, to mine into. Mazalzel benetilas daimai. What's the ma'aseh mazalzel daim? Where is that? That's the mishnah over there in idyos. Part of the yos. The title of the mishnah. But I remember who says chas v'shalom. This word comes, by the way, this expression that we say all the time, Chas v'shalom, comes from the Gemara over here. Chas v'shalom shakav in mahalalel in this nadev, she'ein azar. How could you say that akav in mahalalel was put in that shamta, she'ein azar nenelis al kolod b'yisrael b'chokma v'tara, that when everyone came in to bring the Korban Pesach, they would lock the doors, and they say halal, they close the doors three shifts. So when they would close the door, there was no one in Klai Yisrael that was greater than akav yibed mahalalel in chokma and u'tahara v'yirascheit. You got it all wrong. The one day woman Nade was not Akavya, it was someone else. Ella es Elozer ben Chanoich. And it was not another different discrepancy. It was not because of the Maisa of the Dugma Hishkua of giving the Gioyres and the Mishukheres. Ella Shepikbek binetilas yodayim. He was not a fan of this chumrah, washing your hands for bread. It's only a srach letruma. It's a very big chumrah. A yisrael washes their hand in order to mechazek the kohanim that when they eat, when they drink, that they also should wash stam yodayim shniyos, and when they touch bread truma, they should wash their hands in order that they should not cause the truma to become a shlishi, become tmeya uchshemes. And when Akavya ben when this person Luvachanov died, shochel bezdin v'inichli evin gedol al aroin, put a large one on his aroin, on his coffin, lamducha shkol hamesnadeh umes beniduyoy bezin soikle mesaroin. Okay, so that's two. Already two makaros, two different stories of who's the one that was put and died beniduyoy. Number three, Hanegis Taitoi Klapi Mal. What is that referring to? Mahita the Mishnah. This Mishnah is of the Tainis. Shalach Lo Shimon ben Shalach Lo Choni Hamagel. Choni Hamagel is the famous story. He made a circle. He told Hashem, if it doesn't start to rain, I'm not going to leave the circle. And then it started to rain little drops. He told him if it doesn't start to rain, then it started to pour. And he told him, I didn't ask for the seed. I wanted to rain normally and a nice rain. And Hashem listened. So they told Choni Hamagel, Mechutzef. That's how you talk to him. That's not the way you speak the Koyi Ben Shalom. Choni Hamagel, Tzarech Ato Lehisnadis. You really wish what you in Shanta. But the only reason why, because you have such a stellar reputation, we can't, we don't have the, it's not going to go off popular in Klal Yisrael, if we're going to put you in Shamta, Elmoli Choniato Gazrani Alecha Nidui, we would put you in Shamta. Avol Meyase Shata Mischata, you're a sinner. Lefnei Amakav Yoslucha Yitzoncha, even though you see with Chutzpah, Hashem does your will. Kibein like a son, Shemischata Lefnei Aviv Yosel Yitzoncha Velecha Kazoimer Yisma Chavicha Vimecha Vesagel Yilalatecha. May your parents rejoice in you. May the one who gave birth to you rejoice. So therefore, these are the three different stories we have where a person was put in the Shamta. So it's only three. So you got the entire Shisha Sidri Mishnah. You can find two stories in Masecht Idyos and one story in Masecht Tainis, and that's it. So where do you get the other 21 places? The Suleka. So the Morris says he only found three. I'll show you a number fourth. The Ikot, the Tani Rav Yosef, Todos, Ish Roimi, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they went to Rome. That's where Jews settled. Okay, before they went to Germany, France, and Provence, Spain, and Poland, Lithuania, and all these places, the first stop in Gaulus was Rome. From Rome, then they started to spread out to the world. So it was, they were there at least for a good couple hundred years before they started going anywhere. And there was Todos. So when they were in Gaulus, after the Churbayis Sheni, the few survivors, the Churbayis Sheni, they went to Rome, and Pesach they ate goats that were roasted, completely roasted in one shot. Now that's one of the cardinal sins. They don't do that today. You're not allowed to have roasted meat on Seder. You should not say that this is the Korban Pesach. But that's exactly what he did. He had a roasted goat that was completely mikulasa means roasted in b'shlemus. No, this is after Beis Hamikdash. Okay, I'm not sure. I think this is after. Gazrani Allah let's build up some zeichel le Pesach. She's saying shetzulu shalem. This is right. Okay, I'm not sure. And I thought this was after they went to Golus. Okay, I'm not sure. So shalchashim and shadach and molit hazato gazrani Allah nidui. If not that you're a famous person, I would put nidui because what you're doing is shadach makalas shol kadosh mechutz. People are going to learn from you that you're allowed to eat kadosh outside the Beis Hamikdash. So what do you see? So you see another reference to a person that they wanted to put in Shamta. So the Gemara says, Tanakasha, that's not a Mishnah. That is a Gemara. A Mimela, the Mishnah Seinu, Karminan, only in Mishnais, and that's sometimes a Braisa, the Ho Braisi. Margul's Vital of Maslis and Lekka, you don't have another Mishnah. We have a case of Mishnah, then we learn a Mishnah, Chodchai, Cholios, Anu, Halach, a Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer, you have an oven, Tanu Shalachnai. That's an oven that's made from pottery. And if you cut it into rings, you cut the oven is tame. Oven is so what's the how do you a tara an oven of cheres? There is no tara. You have to shatter the oven. What happens if you cut the oven into rings, into sections, and you glue it back together? So there's the tumah. So on the one hand, since you broke it into parts, the tumah departs. However, do you say that since you glued it back together, the tumah comes back? So the tanachot chol yichol, you cut the oven into pieces. Nasal chol ben chol yichol, you put sand. That's like glue. You use some type of cement between each section, each ring. So what is the halacha? Do we say that the tumah departs, so the tumah is reinstated? Rabbi Eliezer mitaher. He says, no big deal, since he broke down the parts, the tumah departed, doesn't come back. V'chachamim etanim, v'zehu tanu shel achnai. What's achnai? Achnai is a snake. Why is this carbon called a snake? Mayachnai, Amar Yudash Amashul Malamit Shekifua Hil Alochas Kachnai. They were very angry at Rabbi Eliezer. He was a Das Yochid. And they surrounded him with rayos. They brought hundreds of rayos, legal arguments, why the oven should be tameh. The tumah should be reinstated. And they surrounded him with arguments like a snake. Kachnai is like a snake coils around its victim. Vitimu. But he refused to back down. And because he refused to back down, the time of the bride saw, and because Osayom, that was a chutzpah, because the rabbin, whenever you have a rabbin and a yachid, the yachid has to conform to the opinion of the rabbin. But he was a nonconformist, he refused to back down. And they were very angry at him. And what did they do? The Tanya Osayom, if you call Tahara Shatira Belazav Sarfum, they took all of the food, all the things that he declared Tahara, because of this type of oven, which he passed was Tahara, and they took a sheretz, and they deliberately was metameyed, even according to him, to show that you're wrong. to show them that you're not right. You have to follow the opinion of the majority of the Chachamim. He still refused to back down, and Baruch Hu is a euphemism. They put him in Nidui. They Sham, the Sham means a curse. So a curse is the opposite of a bracha. So what do we see? We see Beferish, I have another example of where they put him in Shanta. So Gemara says, this is not a good example of Hilwachi Nidui Mesis Loitnan. It doesn't explicitly say the word Nidui. It doesn't even say the word, the other examples, it says in the Mishnah the word Nidui. Here it says, only in a Braisa, it says L'soif Birchu. But in the Mishnah itself, all it says is that they paskind. In the Mishnah itself, it just says that there was a disagreement. The Rabbanan said Tamei, he said Tahar. That's all it says. And to fill in all the details, we need to come onto Braisos. And we need to come onto external sources to fill in the details of what exactly was going on. But in the Mishnah itself, it does not reveal to us that they actually put in Shanta. So, therefore, it's not a candidate for the 24 places where we push Shanta. That's why it's not included in his list of three. Rabbi Lez only found three. He did not include this because it doesn't say it explicitly. Okay, so therefore it's safe. So basically, Rabbi Lez is safe. He says, I searched Shisha Sidri Mishnah. Only three places did it explicitly say that a person would have or should have been put in Nidui. The other place is not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. And the fifth place, even though it's true that if you look deep, you dig deep, you'll find that it's alluded to in the Mishnah, it's not explicit in the Mishnah. So therefore, only three places explicitly is mentioned. So Rabbi Lezer is good, he's really on the mark. So now the question falls back on the other opinion that says that in 24 places in Mishnayis you find an example of where a person, a Talmud Chacham, was put in Shanta, was excommunicated because he disagreed, he did not have respect for the Chachamim. So Ella b'chof Talmud Chacham is Heicha, Mishkach Aslos, the Gemara answer, the Shulchan Levi, who's one who said this, made the statement, he says, Medama Milsala Milsala. In other words, you have to go look at that in 24 places in Shas, you find a Rabbim is chaylik on a yachid, and the yachid doesn't back out. Now, mustamdi, I'm not sure within 24 places, so you have to know what this means exactly, which I do not know. But in 24 places, it's very, the evidence is overwhelming. It's not just stam a yachid machleik is a yachid and a rabbim, a chachamim and the yachid. There's a certain overwhelming evidence, overwhelming opinion of the rabbim. It's expressed in some way or form that it's not just a rabbim. It's a very stark rabbim that holds the halachas like this. And there's one yachid who's all alone, out on his own. It's chaylik on the tzibur. So even though nowhere in those mishnayis does it explicitly say that the yachid was put in shanta, but Rabbi Shulman Levi says this yachid was roy to be put in shanta because you don't do that. You don't go out on a limb and become a das yachid against a very major league tzibur who holds the opposite. Medama milsa la milsa. Rabbi Lozman and Rabbi Lozman, milsa la milsa. Let's see, is there a Rashi over here? A Rashi of Melukah the Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil. Rashi is towards the very bottom of the page. Medama milsa la milsa. Okay, a big machlekes. You find where the Rabbanan speak very harshly to the Yachid. How dare you? Kneged Hagadol Hemen, or Yachid, sometimes Yachid speaks disrespectfully or very strongly against Gadol Hemenu. Oimer, Rabbi Shulam would say, Roy Ho Yikan Nido, over here it's Roy for the person who put in Nidi. Okay, next Gemara. Tanabonon, I'm sorry, Noise Amita, we learned in the Mishnah that those that are carrying the Mita, the Chiluf, and those that are ready to take over, they are exempt from Kriyashma and Tilu, all the most, because they're busy in taking care of the mace. Let's say Zman Kriyashma is about to arrive. It's about to arrive 7 o'clock is Zman Kriyashma. And it's now 6:55. That's it. You don't take out the mace. You wait. You wait 5 minutes to do Kriya Shema. So Ein Moitzinei Samei Samach L'Kriya Shema. You don't take out the Mitzvah L'Kriya Shema Aviv Yischilu. But let's say they didn't realize what time it was. They already started. They're on the way out, and then they realize, oh my, how do we realize we would not have done this? But then already, once you start, you don't stop. V'Yischilu Mafsikin. Ein Really Rabbi Yosef Afkul Samach L'Kriya Shema. But we have a Ma'ish Shachay Rabbi Yosef. When he died, they took him out at 6:55. It was either the morning or the day, whatever it was. There was no hefsek. The Gemara says, Adam Choshev Shani. Half of the Gemara. Adam Choshev, that's different. The covet of Adam Choshev has more power. You don't delay. Why is that different? That's how it says Chiddush. Rebbe Chiddush. Adam Choshev Shani. The covet for Talmud Chacham is more important. You know, it's interesting because we don't have time now, but we didn't have Kriya Shema. They had two dinim in Kriya Shema. There's in Kriya Shema Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, and there's in Talmud Torah. There are two brachas before you say Kriya Shema. You say Yoytze Or. And that's you say the Malachim, that's Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim. Ahav Rabba is then Talmud Torah. There are two dinim in Kriya Shema. So could be that a Talmud Chacham Adam Choshev Kim Zem Asher Kosav. Since the whole purpose is to Mekayim the Torah, so when you take out a Talmud Chacham, you're taking really, you're doing what Kriya Shema is all about. This is what it's all about, to be like a person like this. It's a gather of Talmud Torah when you Mechabe Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, that has to be explained more. What? No, that's Zach the Chiddush. Is that once they start their potter, but don't put yourself in that situation where you're going to lose out. You gotta plan ahead, say Kriya Shema, and then go do it. Once you start, who knows what's going to happen? You'll be on the road, you get stuck in a ditch, you'll be out there the whole night, you'll end up, you won't even be able to do Kriya Shema altogether. This way, you wait a few minutes. Next. Then we learn the Mishnah before the Mishnah, after the bed, so it depends. The Mishnah, the different Gedarm, the more we've used the rules. Torah Bonin, Oiskin Hespid, those that Oiskin Hespid, eulogies. They're not bearing the mace, they're delivering Hespedin. And now, Bizman Shameis Mudulfanem, Mishmotim Echon Echon Bukurnesame Bukurin. So people during the Hespedim should escape, should sneak out of the Hespid in order to recite Kriya Shema. Because one person giving a Hespid, and there are 10,000 people listening, no one's going to notice that a few people in one few at a time will sneak out to say Kriya Shema. Bukurin, Eina Meis Mudulfanem. Let's say the mace is not present. They're waiting. The mace is not present, and they're waiting. So, hein yoyishim v'karin. So, if they're waiting, or if they're waiting to start the hespit, and the mace is not yet here, and everyone is gathered, and the avelim are there as well. So, in the meantime, nu, so say Kriya Shema. So, mele hein yoyishim. Those that are waiting to deliver hespedim should sit the karin. V'hu the ovel, the oinein is not allowed to say Kriya Shema. An oinein is not allowed to say Kriya Shema. For Yoishev Doimim, he should sit and do nothing. Heim Oimdim Mispalim. The people that are waiting to deliver the Hespedim should be Mispalim. If they're not doing anything, if they're not being Goisik in the Hespedim now, yeah?
I don't know that the Rosh here, do you think the Rosh is
in the Mace? The Mace is not present. Going against the mace is not here. They're waiting for the mace to come in, to be brought. He was put by the Chevra Kaddish. They didn't bring it. They're all sitting in the chapel, waiting for them to bring in the mace. And now it's not Kriya Shema, so you might as well say Kriya Shema. And if the Avelim are there, the Oinim, they're not allowed to. They're Oinim, so they should do nothing. Yoishev Adonim. Hey, Mundim Mispalim. The people should be Mispalim while they're waiting. But now here's very big Kaddish. For who, the Oinim, what should he do when they're davening? He should say Tzidduk Hadin. Here's a Makar in the Gemara. There's something called Tzidduk Hadin. V'loimedu matztik olav es hadin. The psukim in the where Rachman was done, what to say. V'loimedu, what should he say? He should say the following nusach. Riboin ho'elamim. Harbechatchotosilufonecha. I have sinned much. V'lonifratim menu echon mini elef. You have not punished me even one of 1,000th of what I deserve. You should close up our breaches. With pity, not say this because you say that I'm deserving much more. I'm deserving to be punished 1,000 times more than what I got. That's tiftach peh l'satan. A person never be pasech l'satan. So the Gemara says, we find by Yeshaya the people said kimat kistom hayinu, that the people said we were like stone. We were like Sodom, they were sinners. We were like the evil people of Sodom. And what happened? Oh, my Hadley Navi, what Yeshaya say? Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitsine Yisom. Listen to the word of Hashem, you leaders. You're so wicked, you're like the leaders of the people of Sodom. How did Yeshaya have the right to insult them and to say, to call them people from Sodom? Because they themselves called themselves people from Sodom. Al Tiftach Pel, since a son doesn't have the chutzpah to say certain things. But once a person says it himself, then the sultan already has the azus to say to the Baruch Shem, ah, taka, why not do this to them? Cover SMAs, the chosli, they're coming back, and now that they're shura, the question is, they say, Hamokim Minachim, the question is, what about saying Kriya Shema? Imichom lahaskal, the Gemara is kula in. So it says in the Mishnah, if you can say the entire Kriya Shema, say it. If you don't have enough time to say the entire Kriya Shema, by the time that it comes your turn to say Hamokim Minachim, don't say it. From the Mishnah's Mashma, you have to have enough time to say all three parashiyos. Shema, the Hayoim, Shema, Vayoimer. Imichom lahaskal, the Gemara is kula in. Ava perik echba, one perik oi, pasik echoloi. Vidaminu, kavu esameis, braisa. The chazru in Yochem Laskel of the Gemara afilu perek echad, oy posuk echad. It's okay. The Gemara says you're right. When it says in the Mishnah, make the Mishnah like the Braisa. Hachi nami kamo. When the Mishnah says in Yochem Laskel, it doesn't mean a whole perek, the whole thing. It means even one posuk. Hachi nami kamo. Yochem Laskel of the Gemara afilu perek echad, afilu posuk echad. Actually, deal the shul until they come to your time in the shul to say mokim. Yaschilu v'imlav lo yaschilu. Ha'im din the shul those in the Meshura Torabon Shura Haroya Penima Ptura. The Bach explained here. My Gemara over here, Gvalk and the Misifta on the bottom of here. It says what this means. I don't know what this means. He's saying the Bach. The Bach says that this means the first two rows. In other words, if let's say the person is coming, you have the shura, and the avilim are going to walk in between the shura. So there's a large crowd. There's not enough room for everyone to line up in single file. There's a large crowd. So there are many. Let's say there are five rows on each side of where the avil is going to walk. So the first two rows is called Roya Penima, the row that's the very end, because they can see the inside. And the second one, because you can see in between the shoulders of the first row what's going on in between. But the third row already back is already too distant. You can't see what's doing inside. So this is a fancy way of saying Roya Penima means the first two rows are exempt, because they are the ones that are going to come face to face with the Avel, and they have to be, it's a Din D'oraisa, it's a whole Shtickle Torah on this. Din D'oraisa, Gemilas Chasadim, saying Hamokim Minachim Eschem is a Mitzvah D'oraisa, Gemilas Chasadim, and the Mela, the Potter from Kriyashma and from Tila, when they're waiting to say Hamokim Minachim as the Avel comes back from the Beis HaKvaris. So sure, where is the Pnima, but... Gemilas Chasadim. It's a din of Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim is a din d'oraisa. Nichum Avelim.
That's considered Gemilas.
Yes, 100%. 100%. So Shua Rishar Benim will put him in Ptuv. Shayna Rishar Ptuv, the second rose from three and backwards, a potter. Different approach. You're coming sincerely when you come to basically to the cemetery, because you're really coming for the mace. And then you're potter. Machmas atzman, you're coming out of curiosity. So tell me the Gemara. The reason why you're going. It's a day of what?
Because there's a crowd there.
You want to see, Rashi says, you want to see what's going on. The only reason why you did was because you're curious to see the family, you're curious to see. It's not because you're really sincere, really coming there for the goodwill of the nes. Then, chayavin, then you're not exempt from creation because you're not really coming to the Rashi. It's a humble Gemara, what this means. Machmas atzman. V'loi machmas kovoy. I'm not coming to honor the dead. V'loi bo l'nachem. I'm not coming to give them comfort. El liris samoira. I want to see what's going on. It's a good excuse to they take off a day from work to see what's going on. Then you chayiv in kriyas shma and tefila. A person is walking in the street, and someone comes and says, "I recognize your suit. Nice suit. You should know that suit. You're wearing shatnez." So you're told in the middle of the street, in the middle of the public street, you're wearing shanes. And it's very embarrassing. All the cameras are snapping away. Public, you're in MetLife Stadium on camera. 90,000 people are watching you. And you're told that, you know, your jacket is shanes. So what do you do? My time in Chokhma being Funa being Eitzah Megun Hashem. Three things. Chokhma Funa Eitzah, when it comes to the covered Hashem, there is no excuse. Kol Mokim Sheshchil Hashem, Ein Cholkim Kabbal Rav, there's no honor, there's no dignity. Take off your clothing in public because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor is more important than your honor.
Even a shirt or something?
What?
Even a shirt or something?
Even, okay, so there are, it's a very big question. I don't know the exact answer. Let's we have to go through the whole daf Gemara and come to on the next daf. And you got to look in the Pesach. I don't know the answer. It's very complicated. There are heterim sheval tasei kavod abrios, but the derech klal when it comes to a violation of a din de iraisa from the pshutosh of Gemara, yeah, even your shirt. Ad kdei kach. That's the little pshutosh mikra of the Gemara. I remember years ago hearing heterim. It's not so simple. Not simple. Let's see the Gemara. There's a lot more. There's a Rashi on the next Amud, the next Daf that explains this in more detail. But let's read the Gemara first. Ein Chochma, Ein Tzuna, Ein Eitza, LeNeger Hashem, Kol Mokom Hashchil Hashem, Ein Chochma Kabbal Rav. You don't give on to a person when there's a Chil Hashem to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Meisei, Kavur Esameis, VeChazru, they bury the dead, and now the Chazru, and they're going back home, and the Avelim, they're Tmeim. Doesn't make a difference. And the Chazru, VeChazru, the two roads, Achas. And the people that are coming to Menachem them are Tohirim. They're Kohanim. They're Tohirim. And the Avel is going to go, will go home on the shorter path, which is the Tomei. There are two roads, Achas and Yachas Tmeo. Ba b'Tohira. If the Avel chooses to go on the path that's Tohira, Gzum Tehei, Boini Mo b'Tohira. So the Kohanim can go on the path to Tohira. Ba b'Tmeo. But if the Avelim want to go, it's a shorter path. It's no traffic to go on this road. And this road, it's known you're going to walk over the dead. Boini Mo b'Tmeo. Unbelievable. So the Nachanim, the people, the Kohanim, that are there to give Nechama to the Nesim, are allowed to be Metame, to accompany, escort the Aveilim, Nicham Aveilim, Mitzvah Deraisa, Gemilas Chasadim, and we travel on the path that's Tameya. Oh, what's going on? You're giving Kovod to the Aveilim at the expense of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Mitzvah of Alta Tamil and Asin. Babitzmeya, Bonim Babitzmeya, Mishum Kavod, the honor of the Aveilim. Amai, we just finished saying, Lema, didn't we just say, Ein Chachavin, Tvinavin, Lenegar Hashem? So the Gemara says, you're right. If this was a Tumah Deraisa, absolutely forbidden. The only time we make exceptions is for Isser Derabonon. Targum Rabbi Abbe Besapras. What exactly was a pras? According to Rashi, it means simply that it was a kever, and the kever was plowed. And the kever was plowed, so there's a chashash that within a certain base pras, the base of Sayin, there's an area of bones, particles, pieces of bones, that are less than the size of a soira, are scattered. These bones are not metame b'oihel, they're only metame b'mag of a masa, and there's a concern you may step, you may come in contact, direct contact with a part of bone. And so it's only a suffix, and there's a solution that if you tread very carefully, and you go and you're on your hands and knees, then you're allowed. Now you're not normally allowed to do that because you're not trusted, and there's always a concern that by the time you realize you're touching a bone, it's too late. But when it comes to unusual circumstances like this case, then Chazal were lenient. So Targum Rabbi Abba Beis Apras Dirabon. It's only Yosef Bedrabon. The person b'dieved can blow. Get down on his hands and knees and blow, Adam Besapras Vahalech, and can travel. So that's why in this case we're going to allow you to be lenient. What?
What is Besapras?
Look at Rashi, the long Rashi, Besapras, to Lemetame Elam Rabbanan. Okay, so the last white line. It's only Tmetamim, if you walk in the Besapras, it's only Mirabanan. Now what does it mean? Who? What is the Besapras? Sodeh. Shenech Rash by Kever. There was once a Kever in the center. You're now walking where the Kever is. Okay, the Kever is marked. Where the Kever is, you're not going to go. But someone accidentally took a plow and plowed over the Kever and caused the bones to be dispersed over a larger area. Shenech Rash by Kever. A grave was plowed over. The Choshu Chachamim, Shema maybe, Dildalu Klei HaMachresha. The plow has uprooted the Eswat Samos, bones over an area of a base of 70 amas by 70 amas, 72,000, 71 amas, 70 amas. If you go and you step on a bone, you're causing it to move. So what's so terribly cause a bone to move? The etzen kisa, bone the size of a piece of barley, that's barley seed, mitame bimagu v'masa lebuil. The kim d'rabban hu, it's d'radasa rabban hu, d'yachlura l'kavim l'kavim, since only us submit d'rabbanon, because it's not a guarantee there are bones scattered all over the place, therefore they will lean. Let's go further. So
they only buried 1 foot down or something sort of.
Shallow grave. We're going with it. They were buried in shallow graves those times. So therefore the plow can pull up to that depth. That's a concern. So only Mirabon. Tashma, another example. We're going to finish a little more. That when a king would come and pass, a Nasi would come through the country, we would go to greet the king and we would jump over graves. It's been plowed over, it's tahar, and therefore, being that it's tahar, that's why it's a sign halacha that once people already step on it a lot, once it's been abused, it's been trod upon, so we assume all the bone particles have already been blown away, been pressed. It's not going to move, then it's tar. So therefore, since there's only a chumah midrabban, and we see, for example, shinash tar, that's why we're going to be lenient when it comes to being malave, coming to give nicham avelim. Okay, new gemara. Tashma, the emperor Shulazim and Sardeg, medal, the yuval, gabi arunas, mishal mesim, dead, the yimitam alamais. They would jump, the kohanim would step on graves, would skip upon graves of the dead. Likras malach, to greet the kings of the Nasim. Doesn't, the mechari is after the churban, so we're not dealing with real kings, dealing with the Nasi. The loyal likras malachi is shabbat. Elam rafilim likras malachi akum. You're allowed to go greet a non-Jewish king. Why? She'in yizkev. A person will merit to see Melech HaMashiach, and you'll remember back what it was like to greet a king of the umas olam. Yafchin, you'll be able to differentiate between malachi yisrael and malachi akum. So what do we learn from over here? That kohanim abin metam alameis. Why? In order to give kavod to the malachi yisrael, and also to give kavod. But ultimately, you should do a preparation now to give cover to a Goyish king, in order that one day you can give cover to the Melech Yisrael. Amai, didn't we not just learn that you're doing a Melech Derais? This only to midrabanan. Why? Because when they would bury the Mesim in these times, there was a buffer zone. There was a tefach between the mace, between the Aron of the mace and the covering where they were put. It's not exactly a lot of discussion about this halacha l'maaseh b'zman hazeh. But Pasha says there was something that external between what was meyuchet for the mace and where the mace was buried, and that contains the tumah. So minat Torah, there's no tumah. It's been contained in the tefach. It's only yochum midrabanan. Midrabanan, they were the ones that made the gezerah. They were the ones that had the right to relax the gezerah for the kavod of the chachamim of the Malchus Yisrael. They relax it in this instance. Okay, we'll stop here.